Hello, welcome to Infinite Prattle. How are you today? I hope you're very well. Today on Infinite Prattle, we're going to talk about something that's probably quite relevant right now with the cost of living crisis and, you know, things going up in price and everyone kind of scrimping and saving. So, yeah, stick with me and all will be revealed very soon. You're listening to Infinite Prattle! With your host, Stephen. Thanks for joining me for unscripted, unedited, everything. Thank you very much for joining me today. Today's episode is... before I actually tell you today's episode, I'm going to tell you a story about where the idea for today's episode kind of came from. I was traveling for work on Tuesday. And I decided to, I was going down to Chippenham, which is a place in the southwest of Britain. It's not, like, down in Devon or anything like that. I can't remember what county it's in, to be honest with you, off the top of my brain. I couldn't even tell you. I feel ashamed of my geographical lack of knowledge there. I was on the train, and I realised that I'd not taken my umbrella with me. Because I decided not to take a coat. The weather's been quite temperate at the moment for the time of year. Well, it's probably about right for the time of year, to be honest. But it's been quite wet, quite rainy. And I decided not to take a raincoat, but to take a hooded zip jumper instead, if I was cold. And just take an umbrella. And I realised while travelling on the train, I'd forgotten my umbrella. And I was a bit annoyed because I thought, you know what? God's law, as they say, it's probably going to rain. And guess what? It did. It was quite nice weather most of the way down, maybe a little bit cloudy, but as soon as I arrived in Chippenham, it absolutely poured down, and I was, let's say, quite annoyed. So I got off the train, I stood near the car park for a while, and I even asked someone that was local if I could get out. I could see the hotel I was staying at from the exit to the train station. And I asked him, like, if I go to the end of the car park here, can I get to the hotel there? Is there a cut through? Because Google Maps was basically saying to leave in the opposite direction and walk around, which wouldn't have been too much further, but as it was raining quite hard, you know, the guy didn't know. And he said, there used to be a gap in the fence, but they've built some more stuff, so I don't know. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to risk it. I checked Google Maps and there was a gap in the fence, although I don't know how updated that was. So. Long short of it, I walked to the end of the fence and they had no gap of it, so I ended up doing double the journey, really. I had to walk all the way back through the car park, and there was a little row of, like, shops, industrial, you know, like a little retail park, as we call them in Britain, a little shopping outlet, and one of them was B&M, which is, like, a store in the UK, which does a little bit of variety of everything, known for, like, kind of cheap and cheerful products, and I thought, you know what, I'll buy an umbrella in there. To walk the last 200 yards to the hotel, so I don't get completely drenched. But it, and it cost £5, which I don't know, it was probably like $8, $8 or $9. £5 for an umbrella, and I used it to walk the rest of the way to the hotel, which I was glad about because I actually got heavier, so I'd have got really wet. Brilliant. The next morning, put the umbrella with me, went and sat in a little coffee shop. Greg's, for those who know what Greg's is in this country. Wasn't really a coffee shop, I suppose, but I had a coffee and sat there because coffee in the hotel was terrible. And the stay in the hotel was actually quite nice, quite cheap. And the longer I sat drinking coffee, the darker the sky got. And I thought, you know what, this is typical. The day started out so sunny and nice, and now it's going to absolutely piss down on me. But it's okay. It's okay. I bought an umbrella for £5. So I only had like about a 10 to 15 minute walk up the road to the site that I was going to, which was, I'll tell you, I was going to visit the Siemens factory to talk about my job, basically, about something I'm working on. And I got pretty much like 2/3 of the way there, and it was a little bit blustery, not like majorly windy, but the umbrella completely turned inside out and just collapsed. And I ended up, because once you got into the site, it's quite a big site. So to walk to the reception area to sign in probably took me about 5 minutes anyway. So I ended up being in the rain for about 10 minutes anyway. So I was probably just as wet as I had been without a bloody umbrella. So that £5 umbrella lasted probably 10 minutes of use. And I didn't get a receipt. And to be honest, I couldn't be arsed taking it back. So, you know, they kind of got £5 out of me there that, you know, maybe they shouldn't have. And I probably should have really taken it back. I probably should have got a receipt, really, to be honest. But that's what it brings me to. That's the whole subject. 5 minutes to get to the point. You know, I'm like... But there was a reason for that. And the reason was, is buying cheap, like, a false economy? Because, like, that umbrella for me was a false economy. I paid £5 for it. You know, to be fair, there wasn't any other shops around that I could have walked to and not got wet. But should I have looked around the shop and bought a more expensive umbrella if they sold one? Would that have made the difference between that thing folding in half at the first sign of a gust of wind? Or, you know, was it worth the money? Because just in the rain, the first time I used it, it did its job. But structural integrity wise, it was a piece of shit. I can't just say anything else. And it just got me to thinking, like, you know, that there's a thing in the world, isn't it? Like, you know, if you can save up for something and you can spend that little bit of extra money on something, is that worthwhile? You know, is that something that, you know, is worth doing? And, I mean, it's not always an option, though, is it? It's not always an option. Like we say that. It's like, well, you know, if you buy expensive, it'll last you a lifetime. And I think with some things, that could be the case. It'll last you a very long time. And another thing that triggered this whole topic was, and I've never read any Terry Pratchett books, but I was looking on, I think it was LinkedIn, and someone had put a quote up, and it's apparently from a Terry Pratchett play, I believe. I've got it up on the internet in front of me, so it's not from my memory. And it's about the theory of social economic unfairness, and the character in this play was Captain Samuel Vimes, and it's his boots theory. And basically what it is, I'll just read you the quote. So, the reason the rich were so rich, Vimes reasoned, was because they managed to spend less money. Take boots, for example. He earned $38 a month plus allowances. A really good pair of leather boots can cost $50, but an affordable pair of boots, which were sort of okay for a season or two and then leaked like hell when the cardboard gave out, cost about $10. So those were the kind of boots Vimes always bought and wore until the soles were so thin he could tell where he was on anchor moor pork on a foggy night by the feel of the cobbles. My mouth isn't working today. But the thing was that good boots lasted for years and years. A man who could afford $50 and a pair of boots that would still keep his feet dry 10 years' time, while the poor man could only afford the cheap boots, had to spend $100 in the same amount of time and would still have wet feet. So that was his, like, theory, which is kind of right, really. So what it is, if you can afford the good boots, it's a higher outgoing at first, but then you don't have to worry about it. Then boots will last you, like, 10, 12 years. If you can only afford the cheap ones because of your circumstance, you're always going to be buying into that product and that kind of commercial shitness, really. That's all I can say. So... you're paying for the good product, but if you can't afford it, then it kind of forces you to pay for the crap one. So they've kind of got you in kind of like a weird vicious circle. And that is a thing that happens, isn't it? You know, I think nowadays with industry and technologies moving on, I think you can get reasonable price things nowadays that do last and are probably, I would say, worth the money. But then it also makes things very disposable at the same time. So like I've got like multiple pairs of earphones, like, because I don't know why, I just buy some. But I use them all, if I'm honest with you. Like, I vary the usage. I'm very much a person that I'll use them very specifically. So today I've got my Tascam headphones on, that's the ones I use for podcasting. They've just fell off my desk, but I've got Skull Candy Turtle ones, and I use them when I'm just chilling around the house or maybe at work. And they're Bluetooth ones. I've got a cheap pair of Goodman's ones that I use sometimes in the garden. I've got my AirPods that I use generally around everywhere else because they've got good noise cancelling. I've got wired ones as well, various different different versions of them. Some for playing with drums, some for like listening to high-end audio. So they all vary vastly in price and vastly kind of in probably build quality, but they've all lasted the same amount of time. So that kind of says something, but it says something probably how I look after things. I do like to put things in cases and you know, put things away properly. Although you wouldn't think that if you looked at my room right now. But yeah, I think that there are products out there now that, you know, you can buy cheaper and will last a little bit longer than maybe years ago. But you're still paying for cheapness and, you know, build quality might be not there. You might get the quality initially and then, you know, the longevity isn't there still. And it's kind of an interesting theory that, you know, should we... I think it's kind of like an interesting thought that should we really take the time just to save up things? Like, we're very much a now society, I think, now. Like, you know, with streaming services and, you know, everything's in your face and you have to have it instantly. And I think people are like that about, you know, purchasing things. Like, I remember as a kid, you know, and you had to save up for things and it was very annoying and, you know, very frustrating. But I always feel like when I was a kid, I always was saving up for the good thing. I wasn't like, I was very specific. Maybe that was brought on from the fact that choice was a bit less. Now you've got these online shops like Temu and what's the other one? Was it AliExpress and Shein? And they're all doing these products, all made in China from different sellers. And you look at it, and sometimes you think that price is too good to be true. You know, you'll get like I'm trying to think of something. You know, like you look on Amazon and you'll see maybe a suitcase and it'll be like £50, and then you look like one that looks exactly the same. It's like $8.99, and you're like, what? That's, and you, fair enough, you got to pay a few quid for postage, but you think, you know what, I'll take a risk on that. And then you risk it, and it turns up, and it's the build quality shite, and you're probably going to get one use out of it. So you've paid for something that is like less than a fifth of the cost, but you're going to have to pay for whatever every time you use it. And that's kind of what this like Vims or Vimes theory is talking about from Terry Pratchett. It's very much like that one use and done kind of thing, and that repeated outgoing of the same item. I mean, I've bought some shit, for example, headphones in my time. Like, you know, when I've been out and about and I forgot my headphones, and I've literally gone into the pound shop and bought a pair of headphones, and the sound quality's been atrocious, and they've broke after several usage. But in the sense of, like, I'm not overly bothered in sometimes, because I think, well, I know I've got more at home, and very much I like music, and if I can't, it doesn't help me focus and stuff sometimes, so I need that in my ears. So for a quid, it's worth the sacrifice. It's very wasteful, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's not like a waste, like, that product's been built very cheaply to be thrown away after a couple of uses, which is terrible, really. But that's just society, isn't it? That's the position we're into. And they can't raise the prices of things like that, because from that kind of quotation I read before, the everyman kind of thing wouldn't be able to afford anything. I just think it's really interesting. It happens with food as well, isn't it? Food's a very thing as well. Like, I watched Good Mythical Morning, which is a YouTube channel, going years, not a sponsor, as they like to say, and I kind of where I get it from on this show, and I've said it previously. But they test out, they do like certain episodes where they test things. So like cheap food versus they taste cheap food or varying degrees of cheap food to expensive food. So they'll have like, they'll try like tacos or something, or like burgers or chicken, like fried chicken. And it'll be like, one of them be like from a frozen aisle in a supermarket. One of them be from a fast food restaurant. One of them be from like, you know, a restaurant-y kind of place. Another one would be like from a fine dining establishment, and they try them to see which one they think tastes the nicest. And it varies quite a lot. Like, sometimes like the cheaper one tastes nicer, and sometimes like the more expensive one. But then it's like, well, is that worth the extra taste? Like, is that worth paying? Is it worth paying $40 for a pasta dish when that one from that place is, yeah, not as tasty, but it's like $5? And again, it's all down to personal circumstance, isn't it? Like, your own income and probably upbringing plays a big part in what you're willing to actually pay out. I'm quite lucky that I've always had a job, and I've always like kind of managed my money that I don't scrimp on certain things, but I will on others. So I kind of like kind of economize like on items that I feel that there's no benefit to paying extra money for, like a tin of beans, for example. That's actually probably a bad example, actually, because they seem to be recently filling them up even more so, the excess weight, with just the liquid. So, like, say a lettuce, that's probably a good example. You get a lettuce in the supermarket, you get these different lettuces, and especially in the UK, we have, like, different brands, but we also have, like, home brands, like, you know, value brands. I'm sure this is a thing around the world. And then we have, like, organic and, you know, grown in a sterile condition using no chemicals and all that, and organic stuff and things that have been specially treated or even just sometimes branded lettuce, and it's like more expensive than the cheapest lettuce they have. And I have no idea whether these taste different. For me, lettuce is lettuce, and I always go on the value by weight as a gauge to things. I do that all the time. Chocolate and everything. And I for stuff like lettuce, I'm like, cheapest thing. Tomatoes, cheapest food, stuff like that. It's always the cheapest thing. And there's not much in a supermarket that I would like be specially thinking I need to buy the dearer version of that. There's only a few things. Maybe like olive oil, for example. Certain olive oils do taste nicer, but I still wouldn't pay like 20 quid for a bottle of olive oil. That's ridiculous. Which I have seen in the supermarket, like £25 for a bottle of olive oil, which is insane. Oh, who's buying that? People with a lot more money than me, let's face it. But yeah, I think that's, you know, it's an interesting choice in how we make them choices. And like I was talking the other day on at work to someone about, like, you know, headphones and stuff, and I recently had, and they've unfortunately recently broken, a pair of Bose Quiet Comfort 3s. Now, I think Bose are actually in Quiet Comfort like 18, I don't know, I don't know what number they're on. Mine were from like 2004. It was one of the very first things I bought when I moved into a house on my own. Little treat to myself. And they were like £350 headphones. Like, most people think, oh my god, £350 headphones, like, that's insane. But they broke this year. Like, they literally broke this year, and they were, like, the best headphones I've ever had. Like, sound quality was amazing, and they were so, so comfortable, and I used them so much. Like, especially when I lived in my other house, like, I had them on my head all the time, when I was playing guitar, when I was on the computer, when I was out and about. So if you think about it, I think they were £329 actually. So I'm lying to you a little bit. But if you think about it, over 20 years, isn't it? That's like what, like 15 quid a year or something worth out to just over. So that's not that bad, I don't think. I think that's a good return on them headphones. Because I never had to do anything to them. Like, I never had to like replace a cable, nothing. And that, for me, I think that's a good return. And I think I've mentioned another time as well on my podcast about the New Rock boots that I bought, which were like £200 and something. And at the time, my dad was like, "You're mental. Why are you paying that much for a pair of boots?" And it kind of goes back to a kind of good example with this, you know, this Vimes theory that Terry Pratchett wrote about in his play. I should read some Terry Pratchett, but apparently he's meant to be very good. Let me know if he is. Anyway. So I bought these boots, and like, I didn't have to buy them boots. I could have just bought a pair of army boots for like 30, 40 quid. I chose to buy these ones that were like, I can't remember, they were like £240. And again, I didn't have many like responsibilities. I was living at home with a job and, you know, paying my way, but every excess ounce of money was my own to do what I wanted with. And I bought them boots, but they lasted so long and they were so comfortable. And they're probably even better return than the headphones, because I literally, they were literally the only things I wore the majority of the time on my feet. Like, I wore them everywhere to everything. I had a couple of the pairs of trainers and stuff, but it was literally the New Rock boots were the things to wear all the time. And I had them probably like 15 or 16 years. Yeah, and for me, they were well worth the money. But it is interesting because I never then bought another pair. And the most recent pair of boots that I bought, which were not the most recent ones, I've just bought some Doc Martens, and they were £180. So I'm hoping they're going to last a long time. I always hear people say, you know, they last a long time. And I finally done it. I finally bought a good pair of boots again. But the previous pair were Harley Davidson pair. And again, they were quite expensive, but they didn't last as long. I kind of was wearing them longer than I probably should have been because they'd gone very loose and basically weren't that good. They loosened up so much and they didn't really tighten up and the shoelaces had gone to shit. And I probably had them about 5 years before I... Well, I've technically still got them, but they're going to be like garage messing around in boots now. But the zips broke on them. Nowhere near as good a return as the new Rocks. Not bad though, not bad. But I bought them on offer, to be honest. So probably not the best thing. I think they should have been like double the price. I paid about £100 for them, and they should have been like £250. So I think I'd have been annoyed if I'd have paid £250 for them and they lasted 5 years. I don't feel that's a good return. I'm gonna leave it there. Because it's such a big topic. And if I come with some sort of measured theory or measured ideas at some point, I may revisit this. But you know, what do you consider good value? What is that trigger point where you think, you know what, I'll pay more money for it? Do you pay more money for stuff? Or are you not bothered about like replacing a backpack every year because it breaks and you don't want to spend £50 on a backpack, but you're quite happy to spend a tenner on one every year? Like, what is that good for you because you like the change? Or I don't know. Let me know down in the comments. And thank you very much for listening. Please like, share, subscribe if you feel that way inclined. Share it with your friends if you enjoyed today's episode. And yes, I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Follow me on social networks @InfinitePrattle and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks very much.